Hey folks, I'm Colin Gray and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft, the series on creating a peerless podcasting website. That just means we're creating a great home for your podcast on the web, which will hopefully give a great first impression and turn your visitors into long-term listeners. So that's us reached the end of the second week. This is us up to episode 10, and I've got a simple, easy one to finish up this week's worth of podcasts. And that is something that enhances the navigation, something that's really going to help us to guide people around our website and make sure they can find the best content here. Now, I did talk about navigation on episode 5, so we have talked about how to create good navigation bars, create good navigation menus, but I think there's a good thing you can do in terms of creating pages which help navigation, which utilizes this podcast, plugin that I'm about to tell you about. Now, this is a plugin that I actually only found quite recently, thanks to one of my good friends, Andy Brown, who is from tripleyourclients.com. So by all means, pop over, check out his podcast. But he put me onto this. He's been using it a fair bit recently. I've just been trying this out and I think it's really useful, which is why I want to stick it into this series. And it's called List Category Posts. Now, I'll link to the WordPress plugin page for it. Because it's a little bit of a generic name, it might be slightly harder to find. So just pop onto the show notes at podcraft.net/310 and you'll find a link to the plugin there. But you can just install it. If you go to your plugin store within your WordPress site, type in list category posts, it should be the first one that shows up. Now, all this plugin does is it allows you to use a short code to create a list of posts which are based around a category or a tag. That's all it is. It's really simple, really easy, and all it does is creates a list of links to every single post that you have on your website in a certain category. So in a podcasting context, that means that if your show is around a particular topic, for example, Podcraft is around podcasting equipment, it's around podcasting promotion, it's around podcasting advertising, podcasting monetization. So these are all categories. Equipment is a classic one. So podcasting equipment is one category. I can have one short code in a post that says short code list category posts. Category podcasting equipment, and it'll list every single episode that I have published on that category. So every single episode that I've published around podcasting equipment. Now, I think that is really, really useful, really, really essential for creating good topic pages which guide people through your resources. So let's just walk through how that would work. So I think initially what you want to do is you create a post or a page and that outlines the broad topic that you talk about. So let's take the podcasting equipment again. I might want to go and create a page on my site. So podcraft.net/podcast equipment, for example. And on that, this is the kind of guide to that topic within my overall niche. So within my overall topic, this is the subtopic. This is podcasting equipment within the overall subject of podcasting. This is how I would create the page. This is your topic guide. So for my example, podcasting equipment, I would create a page that essentially talks about podcasting equipment in general, very generally, and then lists all the posts around that. So you're going to outline, what does podcasting equipment mean to me? What am I talking about in these podcasting equipment podcasts? So you're going to write 300-400 words. You're going to write a good bit of content that outlines that. And then you're going to put in the short code and it's going to list all of the episodes. Now, the benefits of this are a fewfold. So firstly, it gives a great page that guides your users through the topic. So it tells them what this topic is about, tells them why this topic is important to them, and then it gives them a full list of every episode that talks about that topic. So they don't have to search through the podcast archive themselves to find everything about that topic. So the podcasting equipment one, for example, they wouldn't have to go back and find all of the episodes in which I've talked about that. They can just have it all listed right there. The next benefit is that it's a huge SEO advantage, I think. So you've got this one page that is overall about that topic, and then it links out to all of the pages within that. This is a particular technique within SEO, which essentially passes relevance. So if you have one page that is about the general topic, e.g. podcasting equipment, that talks about podcasting equipment in general, but then you have links on that page to the subtopics of that, for example, podcasting microphones, podcasting mixers, podcasting digital recorders, then it helps to pass the relevance around so that when people search for podcasting equipment, you become more known for that because you have a range of articles around that. People search for microphones, they maybe search for podcasting equipment microphones. I'm not sure what the term would be there, but it basically it lends you more credence because you've got your podcasting equipment posts all linked together. They're all set together in a big mesh. They're all linked in a way that puts them in a silo together. So Google knows that you have a section of your website about podcasting equipment, and this is where you find it. This is where it can find all of the relevant posts around that. So as I said, it doesn't only help your listener, it helps you as well. Helps your listener really navigate around all the content and find more great stuff from you. For me, actually, it works really well because I record in a series format, so I can actually list my series really easily. So I can have series one, series two, series three, have a page for each one, list them very easily, which is one of the reasons that I came across it in the first place. So I hope that gives you another great tool to put onto your podcasting website. I hope you find this one handy. I certainly have. Nice short one to finish out the week. As I've said in all the episodes so far, you can find a guide to installing plugins at podcraft.net/website course. And that'll let you register on the courses that I've created on LearnedIn, which will help you with working with WordPress, with installing plugins, all that kind of stuff. You can either register there or go straight to the courses if you've already registered. You can also look out for other links and training resources which will help you with today's material. You find that at the show notes at podcraft.net/310. So that just leaves us with the task for today. So first one, quick and easy, install the List Category Posts plugin. Just get on there, get that into your website. Then create your page for one of your main topics. So pick something that you talk about on your podcast on a regular basis and stick the short code into that page so that all of your episodes are listed. And then write a little description of that topic above it so that you've got a nicely optimized page which will really help your listeners, really guide your listeners through one part of your topic. And it'll also help you by hopefully guiding Google around your site, showing what you're relevant for and maybe helping your search results in future. Finally, I'd love it if you came and posted a comment on podcraft.net/310, which is the show notes for this episode. Tell me, send me a link to that page. I'd love to see what you come up with in terms of topic pages. So send me a link, put that in your comment. And also, since we're tying up the week, tell me what your favorite plugin of tool of the week was. Tell me which one of the last five episodes gave you the best tool, which one you think will be most useful to you. Okay, that's it. Tying up for this week. That's us in episode 10. Next week, we're on something else entirely. I'm going to keep it as a surprise. So thank you for listening so far. We're halfway through the series, and I hope you join me for the rest of the series for the second half. Talk to you then.